Well, welcome back to A Christian's Guide to the Quran. Good to have you back in the studio. The material you're about to see or hear is being recorded simultaneously on YouTube at the Professor English channel and at sermonaudio.com/aservant70. Let me show you this again. There you go. And also, if you need a transcript, you can go to Sermon Audio along with a PDF file is there. Or you can go to ezinearticles.com. The subject, Islam's Holy Book. This is A Christian's Guide to the Quran. This is Lesson 5. We're still in the introductory materials. We're talking about today the last prophet. Now look what I've put on here. You got Moses. You got Jesus. You got Muhammad. Is it that simple? Is that really what happened? The Quran considers itself the final revelation of Judeo-Christian thinking, not separate from it. The Quran is here, say the Muslims, to purify that thinking, to put it in its final form. Muhammad then must be the last prophet of God. It does make sense, doesn't it? But not so fast. Would a true prophet utter words that were contrary to the other prophets of that same God? No, never. But disciples of Islam are under the distinct impression that the messages of those other prophets have been distorted and need restoring. This, they say, is what Muhammad did. From that starting point, Islam takes off to bring to the world the revised, the updated, final rules and regulations for the planet. It seeks to replace the holy books that we hold dear altogether. And so, Christian, what's your problem? Asks the devoted Muslim. Why can't the Quran replace the Bible? After all, didn't Jesus replace Moses? Why can't Muhammad just replace both of them? We answer, of course, that Jesus did not replace Moses. He fulfilled Moses. The teachings of Moses flow right into the teachings of Jesus and are magnified and expanded and deepened. Though Christians are not bound to the law of Moses for salvation, and in one sense, God's people never were, we'll talk about that another time, they still call it good, this law of Moses. It's a holy law. They don't say it's no good or corrupted. We see the old and the new as not bad and good, but just old and new. Good and better, right, redeemed. But Muhammad attempts to change it all and create a new religion. Uniquely, I must add, Arabian or Mohammedan, and for his own purposes. We're not studying the history of Islam, so I won't go too deeply into those purposes right now. To affirm Muhammad, we would have to first agree that his premise of corruption is correct, that all of our scriptures up until that point have just been corrupted. And as I will show elsewhere in this study, as we move along into the introductory matters later, that premise has no documentation to support it at all. All the evidence is to the contrary. And so, to accept Muhammad and at the same time believe that the scriptures that we have, that we already have, are sufficient, it's impossible. You can't do both of those. Jesus, according to our non-corrupted texts, Jesus is first and last. Alpha and Omega. There it is. The ultimate revelation of Scripture is the revelation of Jesus Christ himself. The church, in our accurate text, is told to wait for Jesus to return. That's in Acts 1, for example. Wait for Jesus to come back. Not for yet another prophet to appear. Jesus, King, Lord, Messiah. He's also the last prophet. Add-ons to Scripture are strictly forbidden, as well as subtractions from it. And the book of Revelation alone, which is not corrupted in any way, one finds attestations of Jesus' deity, his sacrificial nature, the nature of the Antichrist, names for God. If that warning at the end of Revelation is just for Revelation, there's enough in there that Islam has changed and challenged, called perverted. There's enough right in there to put Mohammedans in serious trouble. They call our scriptures perverted. I will be showing you as we get into the Quran that in fact it is theirs that are perverted. Our tried and true text proclaims that the original apostles are foundational to the truth, and that those who build improperly on that foundation will have to pay dearly for that privilege. The Quran builds not only poorly on that foundation, it doesn't even build on it. It builds only on Muhammad, a man. But is the New Testament not an addition to the old? Wasn't every apostle guilty of disobeying Moses' command in Deuteronomy 4, Deuteronomy 12, not to tamper with the words of God? No. It's God who has, according to Hebrews 10:9, in our wonderful text, taken away the first. God did this. He took it away to establish the second. He didn't say it was no good. He just took it out of the way. Because really what we have now is a fulfillment of the first anyway. There's a perfect flow of spirit history that moves from creation to salvation, to judgment, to new creation, Genesis to Revelation, a perfect accounting of a perfect salvation story. The New Testament doesn't deny any facts of the old. It simply says that some new facts are in play, facts that were hidden in the old, now manifest. The Quran, on the other side, takes a hatchet to the whole thing while claiming to believe it. This is quite a trip. It changes truths to fit the new Arabian-centered teachings. It picks and chooses what it likes and trashes the rest. You'll see as we go through it. Hebrews 1 says that God has, in the past, spoken to us through the prophets, but has spoken in these last days by his Son. No extension of that program is promised. No final prophet is seen as vital to the program of God. When Jesus said it's finished, he meant it's finished. It's done. I really am the first and the last. Don't look for anything beyond me. I'm it. There'll be no more. Well, that's not totally true, is it? Jesus and Paul and Peter and Jude, they all told about some false prophets. John also, who are going to come to deceive and devour. We must, with the love of God and boldness that's born of God's Spirit, confidently affirm that Muhammad is one of these false prophets warned about, not a prophet of God. Period. No political correctness here. No apologies. No attempt to save our skin or our status with Islamists. Muhammad is either true or he's false. Muhammad comes against the Son of God. Muhammad is false. Amen. We'll continue next time. Bless you.